Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Love this song.
Yeah.
When I was a kid growing up.
Me too.
Now that I'm older, it's pretty damn corny.
That's right.
Yeah. Now that I'm older, it's pretty cheesy.
That's all right.
But it's my first album I ever bought, though.
It's a great album.
On, he's the DJ, I'm the rapper.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
A lot of the stuff on that album was pretty cheesy.
It was pretty cheesy.
But that's all
like,
right.
Like, parents don't understand.
Yeah, pretty
cheesy.
They're
riding in.
Pretty cheesy.
We were like in like middle school or elementary school even.
Us?
Y'all, you were.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But I mean, but everything he did, didn't matter what it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah, he was the coolest dude
when
ever.
I was 8 years old, and he's the Fresh Prince, and he's got music out, and he's punching aliens.
Like, yeah, man.
You kidding
Remember
me?
When at the very beginning, though, DJ Jazzy Jeff was like the biggest name of the duo?
Yeah. What?
No, I don't.
It was even called. It was even DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yes, that's what it was.
Mentioned first,
because they said he's the rapper, I'm the DJ. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't remember
because he wore the glasses and
yeah.
He was
I mean,
DJ.
Jazz was cool.
Jazz was great. Yeah.
Jazz was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah,
but that damn dashiki. Did he wear the same dashiki every episode he was on with the Fresh Prince?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
it flies off from beginning to the house.
Threw him out of the front
door.
Yeah,
did he wear the same dashiki every damn time?
Always being inappropriate with Hillary.
Yeah, it's man.
Just fantastic.
Yeah, man.
He didn't have to act at all. He just was himself.
He's just himself. Dude, that was the best thing. Was
they just called him Jazz. Like, it's so good.
Yeah. Did their handshake? I remember me and my boy OT. That was our handshake. Because OT's the first person, because that's what when it first came out, we lived in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And AFN didn't have it.
Oh, really?
And so his people back in the States would record it, and they would send the VHS over to Germany, and that's when I first saw it. And that's what I remember, because that's all OT would do. Can I get the keys to the Jag, the Benzio, the station wagon? Oh, I can feel you ruin my rep. Yeah, yeah.
The good old days. You had to work so hard to watch that show.
Yeah, man.
You had that video recorded in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Time that out right. Yep. Video record it. Mail it internationally so you could get the tape, watch it on your own TV,
so
you could be up on it. And now we're whining because YouTube TV is not going to show us ESPN.
Right.
You know what I mean? And again, that sucks. Like, if that's how you watch ESPN and you're trying to watch, for instance, you know, the Georgia game tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
that really sucks if that's not going to be able to. Hopefully they get it figured out. This seems to happen twice a year with whether it's the NFL and DirecTV or YouTube TV and Disney or whatever. We're just kind of like we're the kids of divorced parents.
Yes.
Just watching mom and dad argue.
All the time.
During the drop-off. It's like, can you guys do this when we're not here?
Like, please.
All right.
Go over there.
Let's talk about some of these games. I know that we spent a lot of time in the first hour, and we'll spend a lot of time at the top of the 1 o'clock hour talking about the Georgia-Florida game. So we'll kind of skip over that one here and get to some of the other ones. Vanderbilt at Texas.
Yeah.
I think the key here is we don't know whether or not Arch Manning is going to play.
It seems like he's trending towards playing.
I hope he does, because I think if he does, this could be a really good game.
It seems like they're trending towards him playing in this football game. And it was crazy. You made the great point yesterday. Like, when the hell do we think you were saying 9-ranked Vanderbilt going to 20th-ranked Texas?
I was thinking just in terms of, like, if you could just have screenshotted this Saturday, because this was supposed to be the great Saturday. They were running all the promos for, like, you know, if you have people in your life that want to plan events, make sure they don't do it November 1st, because Penn State, Ohio State was supposed to be undefeated, or one of them had one loss or something like that. Obviously, that's not true. And other games that were supposed to live up to it haven't. Yeah, man. Vanderbilt being higher ranked than Texas.
Yes.
8 games into the year.
Yes.
Their quarterback, Diego Pavia, being the Heisman candidate and Arch not even being in the conversation.
Right.
Like, nobody saw that coming, which is why we love college
football. That's crazy. We talked about this earlier this week. Miami going on the road down to Dallas to take on SMU. As you know, SMU was a playoff team last year. Still got a lot of their guys back, but it hasn't went their way. Can Miami bounce back? Can Carson Beck mentally bounce back? Like I said, we were gone. And I watched, he was ass.
He played really bad.
He played bad, and then he did what Carson Beck didn't do at Georgia when he played bad. He tossed his teammate under the bus.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he
say? Basically, like, the other dude, it was his fault.
Yeah, which, again, he never did that publicly.
He never did that at Georgia.
But there was a lot of rumblings about guys kind of looking at him funny in Georgia.
Yes,
I know. Maybe that's part of why. Now, I wouldn't say trap because, first, SMU's good.
Yes.
But also, they're coming off a loss.
Yes.
So you'd have to think that they'd be ready
and
for
Jennings
this one.
Jennings is a good damn quarterback.
Yeah,
he's a very good quarterback.
You know, I probably would say this about the Tennessee-Oklahoma game, that's a knockout game, whoever loses that game.
No, that's a knockout game, definitely.
That's a knockout game in the ACC, too, because, yeah, you're not going to make the ACC championship game if you lose that game, if you're Miami. Like, you got Georgia Tech's undefeated. Like,
oh, and SMU's 3-1.
You're complicating your path even to the championship game if you lose that. And is the ACC, I guess they could get two bids.
I think they can get two.
They could get two bids depending on who gets to the championship.
I think
game.
They can get them two.
And honestly, if Georgia Tech goes undefeated in ACC play until the championship game, they're probably a shoe-in. And then if they lose, the other team goes. All right. I did want to just mention briefly, I know that it's an 18.5-point spread and Penn State's season is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be some blank if this is the one where Penn State's able to beat Ohio State?
It would be a miracle.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, they don't have no quarterback.
But
they fire their head coach.
Like, this is the thing that James Franklin couldn't do. If somehow they win the big one over number one,
that'd be
after
crazy,
they
man.
Fire,
they'd be crazy. Ohio State is a well-oiled machine right now, man.
Yeah, they're very good.
Is playing his ass off.
They have the Heartline's, best defense.
Heartline's playing well, and then you talked about their defense with Matt Patricia. They are going to be a hard out.
Which, by the way, that's a name.
Who?
Matt Patricia.
For what?
For head coaching jobs.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Mm-mm. I don't know why. Do you feel that way? But mm-mm. People love him there, man.
I believe
like,
it.
He's
because the defense is playing well.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knows how to coach.
Yeah.
Like, you telling me somebody's not going to take a flyer on that guy?
Like who?
Like Virginia Tech? Why not? That pedigree?
I can see him going back to the NFL before I see him going there.
Yeah, sure.
I can see
all I'm saying is that's a name people know
mm-hmm.
who's coaching maybe the best unit in the country.
That's true.
And guys get jobs from that.
That
you know
is
what
true.
I mean? Like the brand is strong.
They do.
One other thing as far as the coaching carousel thing goes, because we mentioned this earlier and that was a big quick no also, but South Carolina's season slipping away.
Yes, it is.
And they were a top 15 team at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
And their coach's dad is a legend at a job that's open right now.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if you look at this season and it's like, you know what?
I see what you're
saying.
This
kind of sucks.
I'm with you on that part right there as far as where Shane, they got to go to Ole Miss this weekend.
You know what I mean?
I think he got no credit built up in South Carolina.
I don't think he's going to get fired.
Oh, but you might.
I just think if he's like, you know what? I don't know.
It's open. My dad, the
like
tradition,
that.
The Beamer. I was raised there.
And I don't have to play
Georgia,
Tennessee,
right.
Ole Miss, Alabama, Texas.
That could be a possibility.
You know what I mean?
I
feel like if they lived up to the hype this year, then definitely no.
That could definitely be a possibility.
I just feel like every loss South Carolina has takes Shane Beamer one step closer to Blacksburg.
Just his face after they lose, man.
Does it take Blacksburg one step further away from him?
No.
Okay.
I think if he wants that job, he gets it.
I agree with that, Buck. We got North Carolina. You told me, I didn't until I looked at it. Yeah, North Carolina, Notre Dame is a 30-point favorite pretty much over Boston College.
That's a tough situation.
Yeah, ill. And then Texas Tech, that's another one. Watch yourself that going to Manhattan because they get one. Kansas State always going to grab one. Mm-hmm. Always going to get a big win over a ranked opponent in Manhattan. We all know Texas Tech, you know, they are a team, they're very, very talented. Obviously, they spent the money to get it, so what? You can do that nowadays. And you said their backup quarterback got hurt, right?
Well, because Baron Morton, their starter, keeps getting hurt.
Yes.
And then Will Hammond, who had been their backup and played well, he blew his knee out.
Oh.
So I don't know. I assume Baron Morton's probably back, but that guy can't stay healthy at all.
And Avery Johnson, I know we talked about his folks fighting in the street, but he's still a good player. He's still a really good player, Bunk. And so, Texas Tech, watch your six. because that could be an upset. And we said the game day is in Utah,
yep.
Cincinnati.
Be a lot of points in that one.
Yeah, dog. Like, yeah, man.
Thorsby, the quarterback for Cincinnati, is legit.
He can spin it.
He's going to be an NFL quarterback. It seems like Devin Dampier is going to play for Utah. I know he had been banged up. He missed their last game. Their quarterback, who's a pretty dynamic player.
Yes.
Utah doesn't lose at home at night.
No, they don't.
They don't lose at home at night. And that's a
– Did Texas Tech beat them at night up there? Because I know Texas Tech went there and got them.
And they lost a few games at home. Yeah. I don't think it was at night.
Oh, okay. But
yeah, Texas Tech beat them at home. That's for sure.
That's right.
But, I mean, again, they're talking about playing for the, you know, for the playoff and all that. Utah, this is an elimination game for them. You got to win this game to keep the season alive, try to get to the Big 12 championship game.
But that's about, but yeah, outside of that, Georgia Tech, we talked about Georgia Tech. They're going up to NC State night game. Be on your P's now. You might hear about that one next.
Tennessee, Oklahoma, elimination game.
Oh, that's
as well.
Definitely elimination. And John Batir, I just wish he did get hurt, man, because he's Agreed. Been hurt, man. Or Agreed. They, or just rushed him back for that Texas game. He might have gave him another week, maybe, but he's been on the struggle bus.
Tennessee's offense is, if not the best, one of the best in the country. Oklahoma's got a really good defense, but Oklahoma's season's kind of teetering.
Yes. Is that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
That's two out of three.
Is he a guy that?
I don't know.
Venables?
But they got Tennessee at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
After that, at Alabama. After that, Missouri. And then LSU. Like,
ooh.
I mean, they were undefeated going into the Red River. And, well, I mean, that's the SEC schedule for you. That's brutal. All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.